had dinner yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god, I feel so bad.
Once upon a time.
In my stupid classes. Wait, no, I want to find my...
Once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time.
That's your funny voice. When is my dancing in the morning?
Once upon a time, there was a little baby bird named Lois.
Oh. I like Lois.
Lois. And Lois, was a good little bird. Did everything her mama asked of her. Except one thing. Lois did not like mornings. Hated them. Didn't want to get up. So tired.
But she wouldn't go to bed. It's a good one.
She was fine with going to bed. She just did not like getting up. And her mama kept telling her, listen, Lois, when you get pushed out of the nest and you have your own nest, you're going to have to get up early. And Lois is like, I don't see why. That doesn't make sense. I'm good. I'm going to sleep in. When I finally get my own nest, I'm totally just going to sleep in all the time. What are you trying to scratch?
Right up here. Is yeah, right where
that
you are.
Mosquito bite that you had before? You don't want to scratch a mosquito bite.
It's so itchy.
But now you're just making it itchy.
You got it. Thank you.
And I said, nah, nah, nah. When I get my own place, I'm totally sleeping in. So late. And no one's going to bug me. It's going to be the greatest. You'll see. You'll see, Lois. So every day, she poked her and said, Lois, time to get up. And I was like, quit it. And she would get up and she would have her breakfast and she would go about her day being a bird, birding around in that nest. Until one day, my mama said, guess what, Lois? Today's the day. I picked out a beautiful dress for you. And Lois is like, today is what day? I said, today is the day I push you out of the nest. She's like, what?
I'm
going
to push you out of the nest.
Not today, Mama. I'm too wee. She said, no, you're a big bird, and you're going to learn how to fly. She's like, I'm scared, Mama. She goes, I know every bird's scared of the day that they get pushed out of the nest. I was scared, too, but it's very important. It's a rite of passage for a bird to get pushed out of the nest. You'll find your own nest, and I'll come over and visit you. I'll bring some twigs, and it'll be great. And Lois is like, oh, geez, oh, Mama, I don't know. Okay, let's do this. I'm ready to be a big bird. Let's do it. And her mama pushed her, and she went, she goes, Mama, I'm flying. I'm doing it. And she went zip, zorp, zip, zorp, zipped all around the forest. And her mama was yelling at her, go, Lois, go. And then her mama started flying, and they chased each other around. They had a great time. She's like, oh, Mama, this is the greatest. I'm going to get a nest nearby. And we're still going to hang out all the live long day. And she's like, oh, Lois, you'll have things to do, but we'll stay in touch. Anyway, so Lois flew over to a branch, started putting together a nest. She was so excited. And her mama showed up with some twigs, and so did her dad and her brother. Even her Uncle Crow showed up with some really big twigs and helped build. She got a nice nest going. And then she was exhausted from all the moving and all the building and everything, and she went to sleep. And then the sun came up and she woke up because she was used to waking up. And then she looked around. Mama didn't say anything, her mama wasn't there. And she thought, huh, all right. And she kept, and she drifted back to sleep. And then she woke up an hour later. Still nobody bugging her. Yeah. And she drifted back to sleep. And then finally, at about 11 o'clock, her eyes opened up and she's like, that was a great sleep. I'm so well rested. Time to get up, get me a worm. She went flying around. It's like, it's so nice to be so well rested and stroll around in the late morning, missing all that dew. And the sun's nice and warm now. This is great. Flew down to the spot where she normally gets her worms. Looks around. She's like, what the heck? Where are all the worms? Sort of poking around, picking at things, digging around. Wait. Where is my worm? Where are the worms? She searched everywhere, high and low, and then she flew to a bunch of different other patches. Couldn't find any worms anywhere. She flew straight to her mama's nest. She said, Mama, the craziest thing happened. I went down to the worm patch, and there are no worms. She said, Lois, what time is it? She said, I don't know what time is it. She goes, it's almost 12 o'clock. I said, yeah. She goes, when do you normally eat your worms? She's like, I don't know, 6 o'clock, something like that. I said, yeah. And then when do you eat again? The next day at 6 o'clock. I said, yeah. Lois, haven't you ever heard that the early bird gets the worm? She's like, oh, that's what they mean. I just thought that was just a saying to get young birds out of bed. She goes, no, there are no worms left after like 7:30. And even the 7 o'clock worms are pretty stanky and stale. Those fresh worms, those good worms, those are 6 o'clock worms. That's what you were raised on. It's like, oh, no. So I said, you best set your alarm, because you got to get up early and get those worms. I thought I taught you that. Like, yeah, I know, Mama. So she flew back to her nest and hung out, so hungry, grumble belly. And then eventually, night fell, and she laid there. Couldn't get to sleep. She had too much sleep in the morning, and she just couldn't get to sleep that night. And she was so hungry, she just couldn't get rested. So, never really got to sleep. She goes, wait a second. Wonder what happened to the 5 o'clock worms. What, I wonder what they look like. So she flew down at like 4:30 to look around. No worms yet. I guess the sun is required for worms. But she saw all these night crawlers. These little squiggly wiggly bugs, and she had a feast. And then she flew back to her nest and fell right asleep on her full belly. And she slept till like noon, 1 o'clock. Woke up again. A little hungry, but not so bad. And she said, wait a second. And she did it again, late that night. Nightcrawler feast. She's all alone when she's munching on them there, nightcrawlers. There's tons of them. No shortage. No other birds to fight with. Nothing doing. No lineups. No traffic. So then she decided, you know what? I think I'm a night bird, y'all. And so she did. That's how she decided to roll. She saw her mom in the afternoons, and her mom just shook her head. She's like, always have to do it the hard way. She's like, isn't that hard? It's awesome. And she had a great time rumbling through the night, chowing on those night crawlers, loving life. Yeah. And that's the story of Lois the bird for now. There's a little more to it, but we don't have time. So I'll tell you the rest of it later. Chapter 2. Lois's babies. The end.